The Merit Systems Protection Board is asking for help as it refreshes its research agenda. The agency is mandated by Congress to conduct studies on issues in the federal workforce. Recent reports have focused on workplace violence and perceptions of favoritism. Chairman Susan Sway Grunman says the board strives to make an impact with its research.
Our past and our current reports always build on previous reports and take them to the next step. But it's important to note that some of the impact that we see may not be immediate, and it could take years to come. Having said that, let me share with you the three areas that we look at in terms of assessing that impact. First is a big impact, and that's at the policy level. And we saw that several years ago in the area of category rating of candidates. We advocated for a more simplified approach for ranking and selecting candidates for years before Congress actually acted enabling legislation. The second area is a little more practical. We look at government practice, and you see that in the area where agencies are using plain. We advocated for the use of plain language in job announcements. Now, the law doesn't need to change there, but how agencies go about advertising an opening is how it works. And this shift is occurring even now as we speak, and you can see it in the USA Jobs.
And with that, just explain to me why that is something that the Merit Systems Protection Board has taken on. How does it fit with the other duties that you have to make sure that everyone abides by the merit system, by the personnel rules?
Well, it's all about transparency and fairness. In order to get people to apply for jobs, they have to understand what the job entails. And if you don't speak in real English, you may not get the right pool of candidates.
Okay. And with things like plain language, is it just simply that it's easier to abide by the merit system principles? I mean, why take on priorities like that?
Merit principle number one really is fair and equitable treatment in hiring and in every aspect of personal management, including the hiring. Let me talk about another area of impact, which is a little less tangible, though, and that's kind of a broader aspect of impact. Our reports often begin and sometimes further a conversation that's ongoing. And a good example of that is back in 2008, we talked about how engagement enhances an agency's performance. And this issue is particularly important today in our, as we know, post-sequestration, post-employee furlough climate, where employees can feel potentially undervalued, even forgotten.
And with what you're planning to do now, the new agenda, how are you going about doing it?
Well, as I said, once every 3 to 5 years, we refresh that agenda. And since 2010, we've adopted a much more public model, which is aimed at transparently selecting these topics. And that process has already begun. It began a couple weeks ago with a press release soliciting topics from our public from the public on our website. Letters will also go out to our stakeholders, and those include agency representatives, good government groups, unions, employee representatives. We ask them to submit topics. A list will then be compiled, synthesizing these ideas, maybe combining a couple of them. And then the stakeholders and the public will be invited to a Sunshine Act meeting where all three board members and our study staff will discuss these topics. Stakeholders will be invited to speak on any given topic, and the board members are going to be there to ask questions, seek clarification, and details on that, on all those topics. After that meeting, a list is going to be refined. Now, the key here is the stakeholder input because it can and does affect the areas we study. For example, September 2012, we issued a report on perceptions of violence in the federal workplace, and that report was universally suggested and supported by our stakeholders.
And that's something that the president also told agencies to focus on. I guess it happened around the same time.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because this report predates the events of the Navy Yard. So it was timely in the sense that it was a little ahead of its time.
Yeah, yeah. So you basically are doing this grassroots effort to get ideas, and then I guess you ferret through them. But let me ask you just for your perspective, being at the agency, how has the federal government and the challenges that the workforce faces changed between now and the last time that you did this?
Well, I'll give you a good example. If anything, the engagement piece is absolutely key now. And we've been looking at it for the past several years, and there are pieces being added. We have found through our reports that motivating employees to perform, not but because they have to, but because they want to, it actually enhances an agency's performance. And the areas of engagement, only one of those areas involves money. The others involve intangibles, pride in one's work, pride in one's agency, opportunity to perform well, good leadership that demonstrates how an employee's performance is linked to an ultimate agency goal. We've also looked at rewards because they can help motivate employees. And what we did a couple years ago is we did a survey, and we used an OPM survey, and we asked employees really to rank what's important to them. And we came up with a top 10 list, and at the bottom of that top 10 list is money, bonuses, awards. Instead, at the top of the list is what we talked about, personal satisfaction, interesting work for federal employees. Somewhere in the middle of that list is something as simple as an expression of appreciation. Bonuses are capped, but gratitude is not. And having said that, we now know that one size does not fit all. Managers and supervisors are tasked with knowing what motivates their employees. For instance, giving somebody a time off award when that employee consistently has use or lose leave every year is not meaningful, but maybe a detail to a different work unit might be. So the options are potentially endless, and they don't necessarily involve the expenditure of funds.
We're speaking with Susan Sway Grunman. She is chairman of the Merit Systems Protection Board. As you talk about your findings and the recommendations, it seems like the next step would be to hold agency managers' hands as they try these things, because they're relatively small changes that you're suggesting that, say, a manager could do without the full agency's implementation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really boils down to a relationship that managers have with those that they manage.
Do you take any research ideas based upon the cases that you see?
That's interesting, too, because we do really two kinds of reports. We do a policy report. We study practices. We also do policy and case law surveys. And you've seen that with our whistleblowing reports. You've seen it with our prohibited practices report. You saw it with our clean records report earlier this year. We do a couple of those, and one of the things we're talking about doing towards the end of this year is a survey of our veterans' rights case law.
That's the USERRA?
USERRA and VIOA, Veterans Employment Opportunity Act. This actually gives me a good chance to talk about two upcoming reports, which are pretty timely. We currently have two studies actually in the final approval stage right before publication. One report is quite timely considering the potential actions of OPM considering its consolidation of discrimination rules. And that report is called Sexual Orientation in the Federal Workforce Policy and Perceptions. The second report concerns veterans hiring and its perceptions with regard to fairness and transparency. So you should be seeing those reports, I would think, sometime this summer.
That'll be really interesting, because I think that with that last topic, there's a lot of anecdotes, a lot of opinions flowing around, but there hasn't yet been a study on the impact that's making overall in the federal workforce.
Yeah, you're going to find this report very interesting. I'll just kind of tease you a little bit. We do talk about a particular agency's practice.